Okay, we do have one more social media note, and it's a serious one. The founder of the neo-Nazi website, The Daily Stormer, is asking supporters to use the hashtag I'll Ride With You and accompany white supremacists to work to protect them from discrimination. Now, this is because the New York City police say that a man that police are calling a white supremacist told them that he traveled to New York from Baltimore with the intent of killing as many black men as he could, and he confessed to killing one, 66-year-old Timothy Kaufman, on Monday night. The Daily Stormer founder Andrew Anglin says 28-year-old James Harris Jackson, the suspect, does not represent his religion of white supremacy. Well, white supremacists are upset, but our next guest asks, why aren't others? New York Times columnist Jim Dwyer joins us now. And Jim, the title of your piece today is Another Murderer Crazed by Color, This Time Met by Silence. Flesh that out. What do you mean?
About 2 years ago, December of 2015, a man came up from Baltimore armed to the teeth and came to Brooklyn and walked up to a police car and shot the officers in cold-blooded ambush.
Terrible.
And he was entirely motivated by hate of cops. And all he could see was blue. As it happened, he killed a Latino and an Asian cop. To me, it seemed very striking that after that terrible episode, there was enormous amounts of recriminations from big public figures in New York, including the former governor and the former mayor and others, and front pages in many of the papers, attacking, among others, Mayor de Blasio, President Obama, Attorney General Holder at the time, all of them being implicated, according to these critics, because they had been supportive of some of the reforms that were being proposed about police and citizen interaction in the wake of some of the shootings like the one in South Carolina and elsewhere. So this time around, nobody said boo.
Well, we should say that today, New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio did call the attack a domestic terrorist attack. He was speaking on the Brian Lehrer show on WNYC. But you're right. We've even had these discussions in our meetings. You know, we should be doing this story. And there's just a wave of other news, as you know.
Yeah, there is a wave of other news. And it's, you know, always convenient to find something to distract us from a really horrible subject. This case involves a man. We don't know a lot about his background, the person who's been accused of the crime, but he seems to have been harboring this really anti-black rage for a while. The cops and prosecutors say he was upset about white women mixing with black men. And he's now reached a point where he could, you know, feel himself free to come to New York and murder a person in a really horrible way. I mean, not that there's any good way to do it, but he came up with a sword and stabbed this poor man who was just walking along the street collecting cans. And he had intentions, at least what he told the police, so we're informed, that he would go to Times Square and kill more black men.
Yeah. This is the man that he killed, 66-year-old Timothy Kaufman, a genial, well-known man in his neighborhood who volunteered, who lived in the same home that his pastor father had lived in, who was collecting cans. So you point out there's not enough attention being paid to this man's life, Timothy Kaufman, who was killed. But also the way many people are treating James Jackson, who again said he came to New York to kill black men, is by asking if it's a mental health issue. You make the point that others have made that when it's a white person killing in hatred, people ask if it's mental health. They don't tend to ask that of a black person killing in hatred.
Well, look, the man who killed the two cops had actually tried to commit suicide that day himself. So he clearly was deranged. And what was driving him? Those are valid subjects for investigation. I don't think the president of the United States was, but, you know, some people did. What is driving James Henry Jackson? Is it tolerance of white nationalists in powerful positions in the government and elsewhere?
Well, actually, let's go further. You write, during the campaign, Donald Trump retweeted false statistics from a white supremacist website. He claimed that President Obama was not born in America. He has been supported by white supremacist groups and white supremacists, including David Duke. Are you asking if there's a line from Donald Trump directly to James Jackson?
I'm asking, are we creating a climate where this kind of hateful intolerance has become acceptable in the minds of extreme people, people on the fringes like this guy seemingly was?
Well, and you're also asking, why aren't more of us paying attention? And we did today. Jim Dwyer, thank you. We'll post Jim's column at herenow.org. Jim, thank you.
Thank you.